Chicago public schools canceled classes for a third day in a row today. City officials and the teachers union are still at odds over whether it's safe to continue in-person learning as COVID cases surge out of control. WBEZ reporter Sarah Karp joins us now for an update. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Chicago public schools CEO Pedro Martinez said yesterday that a few schools may open if enough staff are reporting to work. But is there any kind of teaching happening today as far as you can tell?
So I know that there are some schools that are offering these enrichment activities, which mostly looks like, you know, kids could go to like one room and someone might be reading a book with them. Someone, they might go to another room and do some art. They might be able to go to gym for a while. As far as instruction, you know, like real instruction, I have not heard of any schools that are doing it. There was a hint that there might be one school that was doing it, but I haven't really been able to confirm that. And the school district has not put out any official information about where things are happening. What I did ask schools to send me information, and I got about 50 responses, and of those, about four were actually offering enrichment activities. So not that many.
Right. Yeah. So as this drags on, how are parents and families holding up?
You know, I talked to some parents last night, and a lot of parents are just, they're frustrated with the fact that we're not really hearing about whether there'll be school the next day until like 4 or 5 o'clock. I mean, the first day we didn't really hear till 11 p.m. that there was no school the next day. And that's really frustrating because it's like you can't really plan your life when you don't know if your children are going to be going to school tomorrow. You know, and there's very many mixed reviews about whether, you know, whether people want to send their kids to school or they want it to be remote or, you know, what, how safe they feel going into the school. So that's mixed. But this confusion of there's school, there's no school, there's school, there's no school, that parents do not like at all.
Well, the fight between the teachers and the city is getting tough. Teachers say they're locked out of remote learning. The city and the teachers union have filed unfair labor charges against each other. And here's the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, speaking at a press conference yesterday.
Enough is enough. We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back in in-person learning.
Catch us up on the negotiations here and how much longer this might go on.
Well, last night, the mayor put out a statement saying that negotiations had gone well on Thursday and that they were making progress. The union did not put out a statement at all. Some of the back channels I talked to were a little less enthusiastic about the state of negotiations. So, you know, it's really very hard to tell unless, like, you're sitting at the table. So much of this seems like it goes two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. And it's really hard to know where they're at. You know, a lot of times what really winds up happening is the mayor calls the head of the CTU into her office. They sit down and they really hash it out. And that's when that really happens. And so far that hasn't happened.
And as you say, planning for Monday, for example, what's going to happen on Monday is sort of very unclear and up in the air, which is tough for all parties involved. Sarah Karp, a reporter at member station WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks again.
Thank you.